This is Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin. Now we're going to say how much you could expect to be lost over the course of a year. Now, let me speak it out again. What's supposed to happen is the guy deposits his flax seeds by you. You're supposed to put it in the jar that he gave it to you in, let it sit where you put it down, and don't fiddle with it. Leave it be, and that's that. So when he comes back, whatever will be, will be. If you don't have the ability or the space or something, it's prudent to leave it at its own separate place, and you decide to co-mingle his flax seeds with your flax seeds, that's also okay. It's also okay if need be, if you decide that it's the safest place in the house for the flax seeds, and such, you know, on the shelf, so you put his and yours together. That's fine. When you commingle them, there'll still be the rats coming to get it. So you can, what you can do is you can just prorate the damage. You can say, listen, you gave me 10 cups of flax seeds and I put in 10 cups of flax seeds. At the beginning, there are 20 cups here. Now I'm measuring it out. I see that because the rats collected, there's only 18 left. So 10% lost. So I'm giving you 9 and I'm keeping 9. You can do, you can assume that it was equal and give it back prorated. That's also cool. The problem is, in our mission, is what happens if, meanwhile, over the course of the year, I started out by commingling our 20 cups of flax seeds together. Meanwhile, I have a little protein shake every morning, put some flax seeds inside, and I like it in my salad sometimes. So by the time you come back, there's only, you know, 14 cups left total. So I don't know, there used to be 20. I don't know how many I ate and how much the rats ate. So I don't know how to prorate that loss to give it to you. So in such a case, the Mishnah is now like giving like sort of like the blue book. It's saying like what the standard depreciation of different kinds of grains are, flax seeds, over the course of a single year, how much you can expect to be eaten by rats, etc. So then, in other words, it's going to say, for example, by flax seeds is 10% a year. So I'll speak the mission outside first. So it'll mean if you, after 1 year, you come back, you deposited 10 cups, I'm allowed to give you 9 and say that's your fair amount, even though, because I don't know how much I ate of it, I'll assume based on this, 10% is gone. Because 10% per year, which means, by the way, if you come to ask after half a year, 6 months into things, then it would be like, you know, half 10%, I have 5% to get back to you. Okay? So the Mishnah says inside, Hamafke peiros eitzel chaveru. If you deposit by your friend some grain, whatever it is, hareze yotzilo yotzilo chesronos. He can deduct the loss, the anticipated and expected loss from the commingled grain, in the fact that, in the event they did commingle it, and he was eating from it. So he can deduct the expected amount, the blue book amounts of loss. And this mission is not giving the blue book amounts. Lachitin, when it comes to wheat, vila orez, or to rice, again, this means like, you know, out of its, like husks, you know, like how you see rice in the shop, etc. Tisha chatzei kabin lakur. Per year, you can deduct 9 half kabin for every 1 kur. What is that supposed to mean? So I'll remind you again that our starting measurement, the standard measurement for dry measure is a saw. A saw, samach aleph hay, like the 40 saw in a mikvah and so on. So a saw is 12 liters, right? The 6 2-liter bottles of mead and water. That's what you should think of, and Gedi water. So 12 liters is one saw. A kur is 30 of those. Okay, a kur is 30 saw. It's a lot, obviously. A kav is one of the 6-liter bottles. Kav is 2 liters roughly. Okay? So think it through for a second. If there's 30 saw in a kur, and there's 6 kabin in each saw, so there are a total of 180 kabin in one kur. Fine. 30 times 6, 180. Since we're measuring in half kabin for whatever reason here, so if there's 180 whole kabin in a kur, there's 360, double that amount, 360 half kabin, 1 liters, right, in a kur. Fine. So in other words, so each half of a kab is 1 liter. If there are 12 liters in one saw times 30 for a kur, there's 360 liters in a kur, which makes sense. So we're saying of the 360 liters that are in the kur, you can deduct 9 of those half kab, 9 of those liters for loss when it comes to chitin and orez, for wheat and rice. So 9 out of 360, you can, 9 goes in 360 40 times, so it's 1/40th, or 2.5%. So every year, 2.5% can be deducted from the amount, if it's commingled, for wheat and rice. But as far as l'sor and v'ladochen, if it was barley or millet that was on deposit, then the amount you expect to be lost is tisha kabin l'kor, 9 kabin, 9 liters for every 360. So 9 out of 360, sorry, 9 kabin. Each kab is 2 liters, sorry. So that means 9 kabin is 18 liters. 18 liters, or 18 and a half kabin out of 360. 18 goes into 360 20 times, so it's 1/20, which is 5%. So 5% per year. And if it's kusman is spelt velazera pishtan, the flax seeds I've been talking about, then it's shalosh sa'in lakur. You can take out 3 sa' for every kur. Now, kur is 30 sa', so 3 sa' out of 30 is 10, or 10%. A tenth, which is 10%. So 10% for spelt and for pishtan, flax seeds, zera pishtan, per year. Okay, hakol lefi amida. Everything is just prorated by the volume. In other words, it's 2.5 or 5 or 10%, regardless of how much was deposited. Hakol lefi azman. Everything is prorated in a linear basis, based on the time. So if this is a shear for a whole year, so half year would be half of that, and 2 years would be double that. It is not exactly clear from most people if you look at it as 10% of the. Let me speak it out for a second. We'll learn like the Tiferes Yisrael here for a second, although I think others learn differently. But if on in the beginning of year one, 100 units, 100 liters of Zera Pishtan of flax seeds were in deposit. So he said 10% gets lost a year. So at the end of year one, if he comes back, you'd give him back 90 out of 100, 10% loss. What if he comes back after 2 years? So do you say another 10 is lost and you give him back 80? Or do you say, no, there was 90 at the beginning of year 2, 10% of 90 is 9, you give him back 81. You give him back 80 or 81. So most of the standard places I see, I don't see it spoken out, and I think the assumption is it's linear, meaning it's 80. However, Tiferes Yisrael says, which is more intuitive, I think, or, I don't know, more intuitive, but it's more rational, is that it would be 10% of 10%, actually 10% of the remaining 90%, in other words, 81, right? You lose 10% in year 1, lose another 10% in year 2, so that drops you down from 90 to 81, okay? That's the Tiferes Yisrael. You learn, okay, either way.
So is spelt linseed more likely to decay or more tasty to the rats? That's like 10%?
That's right.
Wheat and rice?
That's right. I can't...
Or kernels?
Yeah.
Stand.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Yeah, that is... Yeah. Exactly, right? Some things keep better than other things. Or attract more rats, I can't say. Right? Now, on that point, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, he disagrees. He says, listen, he's going to argue on the part about everything is prorated based on volume. He says, listen, v'chima ichpas lena ekbarin. What do the rats care if you have 1,000 gallons of wheat or if you have 10 gallons of wheat? The rats going to eat what the rats are going to eat. Hello, ochlin bein maharba bein bekima. Whether there's a lot or little, the rats are consuming other rats consume per year. These shiurim for one kur is all you can deduct. It's not paraded based on the numbers. It's for one kur. So in other words, for the first, if there's one kur of flax seeds, you deduct 10%, 3 saw of it. If instead of being 30 saw, which is one kur, there's, you know, 300 saw, i.e. 10 kur, it doesn't matter. You still can just deduct the same 3 saw, or i.e. 1% now. Because how much can rats eat per year? So it's a fixed amount. One, it's just three saw per year for the rats. Now, he's of course assuming that the only factor here is the rats, and therefore it makes sense that they have a fixed amount they consume every year. Although, as the Tosfos Yontov speaks out the Rishonim, it says, oh, when rats are nasty creatures, they, you know, there's an infestation, they call their friends. But if you're living there, then it's capped. I mean, there's not going to be 10 million rats coming to your house because you live in your house, so you're shaking them away. But that's his. So the Tanakhama holds like what you're thinking, which is the more stuff, the more rats.
No, the more stuff, the less percentage you can eat by rats. Only so many rats.
So that's exactly what Yochanan ben Nuri is saying,
yeah.
Right? But the Tanakhama says, listen, it's not just rats, anyways. Rats are one factor. There's also rot from humidity. There's also the wind shakes stuff away. So these numbers are paraded, and it's like a linear, and it doesn't matter how much there is. And that's the din. The din is like that. The din is, we just prorate based on volume, prorate based on time. Simple. Now, another point, before I say this next line of the Mishnah, the Gemara speaks out that we're talking here about where a person comes a year later, and since he deposited it by you, let's say at the end of the harvest season, let's say in, you know, September, when they're in gather, it's everything's dry, bone dry, because it's been summer now for the whole summer. Everything is bone dry. But if you come back 6 months later in the middle of the winter, it comes back today, it's been raining the whole month. So there's a lot of humidity in the air, and the grain will be, what's the word? Like inflated. That's not the word I want. It'll be saturated with water from the air, and it'll be puffed up a little bit. It takes a space. So the Gemara speaks out that if you came back in the winter, the extra bulk from the humidity in the grain would offset the loss that went from the rats, etc. Okay? So our Mishnah is talking about year on year where the humidity is equal. Okay? Now, on that point, Rabbi Yehuda, he says, listen, Im ha'isem midam ruba, if there's a lot, he basically has he's in the middle somewhere between the two sheets before about how much rats, how significant the rats are and how linear it is in terms of a large quantity or a small quantity. He says, Im ha'isem midam ruba, if it was a very large quantity, that means 10 kur. 10 kur is 300 sa', which is 3,600 liters. You know, it's like, you know, 2 tons of grain. So then, a lot. Then, eina motzi lo chesronos, mipnia mos siros. Then if he comes in the wintertime, that will offset the swelling. If there's a large quantity, so the rats can't eat that much, so therefore the swelling of the humidity will offset the consumption by the rats. But that's only if there's a very large amount. If there's less than that, so then, there's only so much rats can eat. In other words, he's agreeing that rats are the primary factor, but that only kicks in when there's a very large quantity. Until then, the rats have, you know, rats are eat in a paraded way, but he says if it's more than 10 kur, then you look at it as the swelling offsets the rats. Less than 10 kur, you have to be afraid that the rats have consumed more than the fair share of the swelling. In any case, that all falls away. La halacha is like the Tanakama, so indeed, we look at everything totally linear, both in time and in volume, based on the rates we said above, and we do agree, of course, that in the winter it does swell because of humidity. Okay? So those rates are only from, like, year on year, from summer to summer.